This is KUT. A few months ago, residents of Austin's Shoal Creek neighborhood sued to stop a massive new development from going up there. Now that legal battle is getting more complicated, KUT's Saeed Hassan reports.
20 homeowners filed the lawsuit in April over a proposed development called The Grove at Shoal Creek. The suit filed in district court alleges that the city denied residents legal right to petition. Grayson Cox is one of the plaintiffs in the case. He says residents petitioned against zoning changes for the project, known in zoning jargon as a planned unit development, or PUD. But Cox says the city ruled against them.
The neighbors around the Grove PUD zoning case have filed a valid petition. The city has verified that it meets all of the requirements to be a valid petition, but the city is denying it as valid.
Residents are citing a state law that says if 20% of the property owners within 200 feet of a site petition against a zoning change, it needs approval by a 3/4 vote of city council, as opposed to a simple majority. Cox says that's important because some residents still have concerns over the 75-acre development, like traffic and environmental impact. He thinks the Grove case could set a precedent for how the city handles PUD zoning in the future.
The reason that this law was initiated was not to stop zoning changes. It was to incentivize property owners and developers to work together to find reasonable compromise solutions so that councils and commissions across the state wouldn't turn into these battlegrounds between developers and neighbors.
A court hearing is scheduled for August 1st, but now the legal dispute has gotten more complicated. The developer, ARG Bull Creek, has gotten involved with the case. Assistant City Attorney Matthew Tynan confirmed the ARG has filed its own motion.
Essentially, it was an answer because they were listed in the plaintiff's original petition, so it's kind of a catch-all to bring them into the case as an actual party.
Tynan says he can't comment on how the new filings may impact the city. In an emailed statement, the developer called the lawsuit misguided. They write, quote, "The city of Austin has consistently and correctly interpreted and implemented state law with respect to the process of zoning our property. The Grove project is set to go before the city's Environmental Commission today, a step closer to being voted on by the full city council." Saeed Hassan, KUT News.